About in the morning, in the night. I'm not a series guy. I'm not against it. I'm not saying anything wrong with it. I'm just saying I'm not that guy. I think that God has a word for us for everyday life, every day. I will never be known as a theologian. I can't even say the word. But I hope I will be known as a practical preacher, somebody that would give you something that would help you tomorrow. Just get through another day. And that's what I'm looking for personally in my studies. Now, I said all that to say this. I don't know what Dub uses to find songs to sing. But his songs seem like they always go with the message. So we've either picking up the same radio station or something in radio land. Because God's got us on the same page. We're going to talk about faith tonight. And I'm afraid there's a lot of people in our world who doesn't have saving faith. I think there's different kinds of faith. But there's only one that can save. And I hope in the story tonight you can see the progression in somebody's faith finally leading to a saving faith. All right? Go with me to the book of John chapter 4. This happens after the woman at the well story. This happens right after. This is one of those passages that we don't spend a lot of time preaching sermons on, but since I've had this Bible, I've been here before. So either I've tagged it into a sermon or if my personal studies brought me here. But I've wrote all over the page, but not what I want to talk to you about. So I had to kind of block those old notes out for new ones. But in this story, I want you to watch the progression of faith with this man. It starts in verse 43 of John 4. After 2 days, he departed thence and went into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. Then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast. For they also went unto the feast. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water to wine. There was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. When you read this, you get the idea, and I think to be true, that the man was in Cana of Galilee. He was a nobleman, but his son was sick in Capernaum. Now, a nobleman is somebody that worked for the king. So he was part of King Herod's court. And I don't think he walked where he went. I think he rode a chariot or he had a nice white stallion or something he rode. But I don't think he was a walker guy because he was a nobleman. They wouldn't have been walking. So he's a guy who's probably doing business in Cana of Galilee, but his son is sick in Capernaum. So watch what happens next. Then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, you will not believe. First time you're going to hear the word believe in this story. He said, you won't believe unless you see signs and wonders. The number one said unto him, sir, come down here, my child die. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Second time you heard the word believe. You seen it so far? As he was now going down, his servant met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to be amend. And they said unto him, yesterday, that's an important word, at the seventh hour, that's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth. And himself, what? Third time he's believed. How many times you got to believe, Arnie, to get in? Is 3 the magic number? It's not a magic number. It's believing in the right thing. So yes, it is believe. Yes, I can preach believe. But it's got to be the right kind of belief. It's got to be the right kind. So I want to talk to you about that a little bit tonight. There's 3 things I want you to see. Now just to back it up and kind of help you with where I'm going, go backwards to like John 1. Let me just show you this real quick. John 1:49. This is Jesus starting to call His disciples. Now, look up at me just a second and you can look back down. How many know that part of Jesus' disciples were John's followers first? Alright. But then they begin to go out and find others. Alright, Nathanael's going to be one of those guys. So watch in verse 49, chapter 1 of John. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And Nathanael, Jesus told him where he saw him first, and he became a believer. He said, I believe. But watch John chapter 2, verse 11, right after Jesus turns the water to wine. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested, there you go, Sunday school class, for His glory, and His disciples what? I can tell you, that's not going to be the last time these disciples believed. Not the last time. So what are you saying, Brother Steve? You saying the salvation is progressive? I was saying, no, it's not. But belief can be. But saving faith happens instantaneously at one moment in time. There may be some things that led you to that. I think we've got some young people who are battling with the belief. They believe. Like, you believe in God? Yes, Brother Steve. You believe in Jesus? Yes, Brother Steve. You believe you died on the cross? Yes, Brother Steve. But that's not enough for salvation. There's more to it than that. I hope you will see that with me. Don't let me twist something. I'm trying to take it right straight from this passage. So I wrote 3 things down in my studies that I think are coming out of this passage. Number one, there is such thing as an intellectual knowledge of Jesus. There's people that... I run into a group of Mennonites in Belize about 10 years ago. We were waiting on some parts to get fixed. And I was talking to one of the guys, and it's one of them days, you know, where the moon still shines in the daytime a little bit. We was looking up, and he said, I wonder how far away that is. I said, it's a long way, but isn't it awesome to think that man's walked on that? And this man and I looked at me like he'd seen and heard from a ghost. He said, you don't really think that man's ever been up there. Well, sure I do. I mean, when I was a kid, the Apollo, right, and they walked, and didn't one of them hit a golf ball or something? Am I dreaming that? Or did that really happen? It happened, right? I believe that. But you know, there's some people who don't believe that. That's an intellectual knowledge. I'm telling you today, there's people who believe there was a Jesus. They believe it with their minds. I put down it's a head knowledge. Y'all with me? Brother Josh, I put in my Bible, some people have sunshine faith. Jesus is good when it's all good. But only know who He is when it's bad. There's that kind of faith out there with people. Now, you'll see that in a few weeks on a certain Sunday that's coming up. Everybody will get really religious then. Because they really believe that this event happened in history. But that they believe enough. So there is such thing as an intellectual faith. Here's a guy in the story. I think, had heard about Jesus. He's on a business trip. I mean, he's a Greg Corn. He's traveling. He's on a business trip. His kid's sick back home. Hey, I've heard Jesus is doing some stuff. Maybe I talk to him on behalf of what's going on with my kid. He believed enough to talk to Jesus. Is everybody okay with that? The second thing I want you to see is what I call temporal faith. Remember what Jesus said in verse number 48? Except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. How many people you think in the Bible has believed because of a miracle? We just read what the disciples did. Because of the miracles Jesus performed, they believed. Now, is that saving belief or is that believing it can do miracles? You see what I'm saying about temporary faith, temporal faith? This guy believed that Jesus could fix his kid. Hey, read it with me. 49. The nun was said unto him, Sir, come down here, my child die. Jesus said to him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man what? And the man believed. Now, let me talk to you just for a second. I had never paid attention to this, Shane. This is one of those stories I don't spend a lot of time in. Read this with me again to see if you catch this. The Bible said in verse 50 that he believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him and he went his way. Y'all ready for the question of the night? Did he go home? Did he go home? That's my question to you. Did he go home? Let's think about it a minute. When did he meet him? He met him the next day. Y'all see that? Because the conversation's about when did my son get healed? And he said, when? Yesterday at 1 o'clock, 7th hour. Now let's talk about how far Capernaum was from Cana. About a 6-hour walk if he was walking. Now Greg, his kid's dying of sickness. How quick can you get there? When I had my last stroke, they took me from Danville Hospital to Central Baptist. They really took me, right? They put me in the ambulance, but they wouldn't let her go with me in the ambulance. So they're driving me, and everything's cool for a while. Then all of a sudden, they got nervous about something going on with me. Heart was going a little crazy. Some other stuff was happening. And the lights went on, and the sirens went on, and we began to run lights. It was getting like a little serious in the thing. Well, I'm thinking, there's no way Rochelle will catch us, and she'll never find me at Central Baptist. And Brother Greg, I can't operate without Rochelle. Like, she's got the bag with the stuff. You know, like, paperwork. I don't even know what insurance company I got. I need her. I'm having a stroke and things are not well. We're flying through Nicholasville, through Lexington. I'm recognizing things out the window. I mean, we're not stopping at lights. I get out of the ambulance and they're headed down the hall. We need Rochelle. She done parked the car and got inside and met us. I'm not saying the pastor's wife fly and drew and run lights and stuff, but she wanted to get there when her husband was getting there. Anybody here know what I'm talking about? Somebody's emergency, you're going to get there. So here's a guy's dad. Here's a daddy, aren't he? His boy's dying. Jesus said he lives. What do you do? You like, get it home? If it's 6 hours, you do it in 5? It's yesterday, it's tomorrow, Phyllis. He still ain't got home yet. He meets the servant the next day. Now, what are you saying, Brother Steve? I'm saying to you all, this guy had some faith. He believed the words that Jesus said. And I'm going to tell you, you're all going to like it.
I'm going to tell you, that still wasn't enough faith. That's still not enough. To believe that Jesus can do miracles, Brother Greg, is not enough. To believe He come from heaven is not enough. To believe He was virgin born, not enough. Not enough. That's a temporal faith. That is something that comes and goes. Listen, almost every one of our prayers are temporal faith prayers. I've been just worried about my prayer life, Brother Greg. Like, I look at things I pray for that are like temporary stuff. Need this little thing going on, bleach straightened out. Lord, you need to iron this all out. He's like my genie in the bottle. Lone, I just like drag him out, rub the bottle real good. Lord, I really could use this one right now. Anybody besides the pastor like that? A little? Somebody's got a test result coming. You start getting really serious. No? Family members got some issues. Get really serious. That's not saving faith. I don't know. It sounds good to me, and it's making sense to me. Number three. I put saving faith. What is saving faith? Saving faith is who Jesus is, not what Jesus can do. Remember the words of Peter. Remember the words of Martha this morning. I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Not what you can do, but who you are. That's where salvation comes into your life. When that faith is in who He is. The Savior of our sins. Amen? That is so important. I'm so afraid that we got a lot of people with this head knowledge they believe. And there's people like praying to Him for special things, but they've never made Him their Lord and Savior. Can I show you the evidence of the real thing? I thought this was amazing to me. Look at verse 53. So the Father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto Him, Thy Son liveth, and He in Himself believed. And what? Real faith is contagious. My kids, I run them. I will never get an award for the greatest parent of the world, Melissa. Nobody's asked me to write a book on parenting. I feel like if they made it out alive, then I feel like I've probably done okay. But here's where I want you to see something. My kids, all of them, like 70s and 80s music. They know who Stevie Nicks is. Does anybody? I know. I tell you, I'm a sinner. I'm just like fessing up. I'm not trying to hide it, okay? We're working on it. I'm a sinner saved by grace, Bobby, and God's working on me still. I'm still a project, all right? But these kids grew up hearing that. On road trips to Colorado, back and forth. I mean, you're driving 1,200 miles, you listen to a lot of music and stuff. You only preach so long for that many hours. Then you just want them to hush and it's here. Why do they like that music? Sarah here, that one of them's going to be somewhere close. Hey, did you know that so-and-so's going to be somewhere? Yeah, baby, I done seen it. I don't know. Why would she be interested in that? Because I was. Is this hitting anywhere yet? Just yet?
There's kids that are sports fans for a certain team, Bobby. And you know why? Because the parents were. That's who they rooted for. That's the uniform. That's the jersey they wore. Come on. I'm meddling now. We are infectious to our kids. Now, here's a guy when he really believed. Y'all with me? When he really believed, Amy, the Bible said so did his house. See, the real saving faith, Brother Greg, is contagious. It's infectious. And everybody living in under the roof is going to know that, hey, Dad's changed. I remember when my dad changed. I remember when he got going to church. I remember when he prayed the first time. I remember, you can't tell me it don't change a family. I saw it from the inside. When he prayed the first time, I had one eye open. Because I wasn't sure this was really happening. I'm just telling you, it's contagious. And that's biblical, by the way. The woman at the well, what happened when she got saved? She come and said what? Did they? Why? Because it's infectious. Over and over in the Bible. I think I jotted four down. I had the woman at the well. I had this guy. I had the jailer. Remember the jailer in prison with Paul and Silas? He came, what must I do to be saved? What he said, didn't he? And thou shalt be saved. And you know what happened next? They went to his house. And the house got saved. Not the building, but the people in it. And they all got baptized. It's contagious because it's real. Maybe, just maybe. One of the big things missing in our society today is there's not a lot of the real thing happening. We got a lot of hoopla and a lot of stuff, a lot of excitement. But I'm telling you, the real belief in who He is will change who you are. I thought that was good. Faith, I don't want faith that will take away my problems. I want faith that will take my family. Some people use church and God like a spare tire. Comes in real handy when we're sick. Comes in, somebody's dying. We need a preacher. Something major happens in your family. Listen. Can you just be truthful? If you ain't seen somebody in a while and you see them in church, how many of you think something major just happened in their life? Just me and Martha? I guess because we're Marthas. Martha, Martha. That's how Ugo says it. Martha, Martha. Hey, Jesus is not a spare tire. He's a Savior. And it's not a religion, it's a relationship. And when you get that kind of belief, you get the real deal. And it affects your family. And I say it's contagious. These guys we started the story out with in John 1, what'd they do the first time they found Him? They went and talked to the brother. Peter did. He found Andrew. Or Andrew found Peter. That's what you do. You want your family saved. You reach out to everybody you know. Why? Because you want them to have that assurance you've got. Tonight, when I read this story, I see a guy that believed. But I see a guy that finally believed. It just boggles my mind that you have enough belief to not go home. I think he was a business guy, and I think he finished his business dealings, and then he headed home. He believed what Jesus said. Hey, he's going to be fine.
So he went ahead and finished work, Arnie. Closed the business deal. Started home the next day. Meets the servant on the way. Servant said, "Hey, it was amazing. Your son just set up at 1 o'clock. What? At 1 o'clock? And he said, "That's when Jesus said, huh? He is who he says he is. He's more than just a miracle worker. He is a Savior. He is the Son of God." And the Bible said he believed. Remember the scripture with one of the other guys that had a son, needed some help? He said, "Help my..." Yeah. You know what? Those disciples were continually believing. And if you read Corinthians, some of them really didn't believe until he rose from the grave. So what? Make your call and election sure. This morning's devotional was, test your faith. That's what Paul said. See if you're in the faith. Paul said, "I know I'm in the faith. But test yours." Go ahead and go home and read 1 John. Test your faith. Hey, you can know. The Bible's very plain. You can know that you've been saved. You can know that. You can know that. But I want you to know this. It's not magic words. A thief on the cross, when you look that way, "Remember me when you come to your kingdom." You know what? He called him Lord. He knew who he was, and he believed in who he was. And because of that belief, Jesus said, "Today you should be with me in paradise." You got to believe in who he is. It's important. Let's stand and pray. Father, Lord, tonight, faith is something we believe that grows. But saving faith never changes. We're thankful, Lord, tonight that we know whom we have believed. I love what Paul told him. "I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." That was the kind of faith it takes for salvation. So, Lord, tonight I pray for those who are struggling with faith, those who are struggling with believing, not what you can do, but who he is. He came to save us from our sins. Lord, I'm thankful for that gift of eternal life. So Lord, I pray tonight that you would be with this congregation. Maybe there's someone struggling with that. Lord, I pray tonight they could settle it. Thank you for the Word. Thank you for your Spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. What are we singing, Dove?
Number 112. 112.